and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
We all know that healthy eating patterns are a really good idea, but the questions are, what should they be? And I often ask, should we be following the ones set by the government? Because I don't always trust them and I don't always agree with them. But, you know, there's some new dietary guidelines out there, and they are comprehensive. And I looked at them, and I can see that they've been narrowed down to five should-dos that we can all do. But we've got a guest today, registered dietitian Rima Kleiner, with us to help us really understand how to take five great dietary guidelines out of the new ones that we have just heard have been released. Rima, I'm so glad you're in our kitchen today. It seems like just yesterday we got some new dietary guidelines, and now, again, we have some new dietary guidelines, and I get a little confused. I'm sure people listening do. Can we just before we narrow it down, can you just explain why they seem to be changing them, and, you know, what are we to think about this?
Sure, Ellen. I am happy to talk a little bit about the dietary guidelines, and it does seem like they are revised fairly frequently, and in fact, it's every 5 years that the USDA and HHS review and revise those dietary guidelines. And they've been doing this since 1980, and the reason that they do it every 5 years is really to just reflect the most current scientific and medical science and studies that are out there. So they're really trying to collect that information that may have surfaced in findings over the past 5 years and make sure that healthcare professionals and federal agencies that are making programs like the WIC program and school and breakfast programs just reflect the most up-to-date medical science.
All right, well, that makes sense. So we don't have a whole lot of time. I'm going to get five in that people can take away with them. So why don't you start with the first one that comes to your mind?
Sure. One interesting difference between previous dietary guidelines and the 2015 guidelines is that the 2015 guidelines really focus on eating patterns, where previously we saw the guidelines really focus on individual foods and nutrients, and we know we don't eat foods, and we know that we don't eat food groups and nutrients. We eat foods that are cumulative over days and weeks and years, and so those nutrients in those foods really work synergistically. And so one of the top key takeaways that's featured in the dietary guidelines this time around is really a Mediterranean-style eating pattern. And we know science really shows us that a Mediterranean eating style is rich in vegetables, whole grains, fruits, beans, seafood, and other heart-healthy foods like olives and nuts and seeds. And it's really important for a healthy heart, brain, and waistline.
Okay, so the Mediterranean lifestyle of eating, which I lived in Turkey for a few years, so I lived it in spades, and we've continued to eat that way. It really does make sense. And they do eat very little meat. Could you explain that, why we need to eat less, especially red? Now, they eat a lot of fish, but red meat is really low on their list and the Mediterranean list. Why is that?
Sure. Well, the dietary guidelines this time around, they really talk about variety, and especially variety when it comes to protein. And I think one of the most striking mentions in the dietary guidelines is that they point out that Americans eat enough protein food. So we're meeting our protein needs, but we're not eating a wide enough variety. So we're not eating enough of those heart-healthy protein-rich foods like the seafood that you mentioned, and beans and nuts and seeds. So we get plenty of red meat and poultry in our diet. And so the 2015 dietary guidelines really emphasize replacing, not necessarily eating more protein-rich foods, but replacing some of the red meat and the poultry that we're eating each week with those DHA-rich seafood and the unsaturated fat, rich nuts and seeds and olives that are right, so abundant in the Mediterranean diet.
So that's a really good point, that we need to replace the meat sourcing for protein to plant sources, which beans, nuts, seeds, anything that grows out of the ground is a wonderful source of protein. And to mix it up is really important, and not to be so heavy on the red meat, which we've adapted in our family, and it's worked out really well. And it's really helps the budget, by the way. I just want to throw that in. Another one that struck me, I don't know if it struck you, is a real emphasis, and I'm so glad, on getting rid of sugary drinks. Why don't you comment on that?
Sure. We do tend to get a lot of our calories from drinks, especially those added sugar drinks. And so, one of the things that the 2015 dietary guidelines mention is that we certainly get an excess of calories from those added sugars, along with sodium and saturated fat as well. And so, because 2/3 of adults and about 1/3 of children are overweight or obese, the dietary guidelines are really trying to help us give us suggestions for how to cut those calories from added sugars that we might get in beverages. And one thing about beverages is we don't tend to compensate later in the day for calories or extra calories that we may have gotten in something that we drink versus extra calories we may have gotten from food that we actually chewed. So there is a difference between those added sugars that you may get in beverages, as opposed to food. But really just watching the amount of foods that you're eating that have those added sugars, sodium, and saturated fat.
And then there's that little habit of throwing in extra sugar ourselves in drinks, especially those little packets of sugar we throw in. Not necessary. I'm just going to let everyone know that. I'm blessed in that I was not raised to eat a lot of sugar, so that's never been an issue for me. And to replace sugary drinks with water, 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 water. We're 70% plus made of water. We need water, not sugar. Water or sugar cereal or candy cereal. I just had to throw that in. All right. What's another one that we need to cover?
I think one of the buzzwords in the dietary guidelines is shifting. We see the word shift to more whole foods and shift away from less processed foods. And I think this is really an important word because the word shifting inherently means it's a gradual process. So the dietary guidelines are really emphasizing that this is it's meant to be a lifestyle, and it's meant to be something that we are kind of working towards, every day, and it's those small steps that count. And so, shifting towards those whole foods and shifting towards that Mediterranean-style eating pattern it's really just about the small steps, replacing, even the sugared yogurt with plain yogurt and a splash of honey, replacing that processed meat with salmon or canned tuna, snacking on apples instead of candy. So it's simple things like that. And that's, I was really happy to see that word shift in the guidelines because, it's really all about the small steps, and it's not about overhauling your diet all at one time.
Well, that would be really hard for any of us to do, including me. So I do agree that you do one step at a time. Pick your steps. Go Mediterranean style. Eat less red meat. Replace your meat proteins with plant proteins. Drink less sugary drinks. Actually, just drink more water and just don't need that extra sugar. And eat whole foods. I use fresh foods, but I like the word whole. Whatever works for you, start today with one of them and add another and add another. It will make a difference in how you live the rest of your life. So, Rima, thank you so much for being with us. You can go see more from Rima at R-I-M-A Kleiner, K-L-E-I-N-E-R.com. Go to her website. She has lots to share with you. And be sure and look for our past episodes on Radio MD, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. And, hey, thanks for joining us today. Eat well and stay well.